So, Nate, real quick. So, let's talk. Let's start with some funny stories, because we did do a deal with you. I think our first deal with you, was it the Pingree one or was it the one in Sandy?
Sandy.
Okay.
Sandy, Utah.
So let's talk. So I'll give my explanation of how I got it, and then you can kind of tell us what happened on your end. So I ended up getting a Facebook lead when we were running Facebook ads, and I got a call from this really mad guy. He was like so pissed. He's like, "You're going to buy my house?" Like as soon as he got on the phone with me. And I was like, "Hey, man, I don't even know. We haven't even talked about the condition of your house. Like, why are you so upset?" And I even called him out. I'm like, why are you upset with me? I've never talked before. He's like, I just need to sell this house real quick. So I went to his house. Dude, guy's just face was red. He was, like, mad the whole time. And eventually I got his trust because I was like, "Look, I'm a wholesaler. I'm not going to buy your house. I'm not playing with you. I'm just going to find a buyer, okay?" And he was like, "Okay, I trust you." But he was still mad the whole time. Anyway, I ended up getting him under contract, and that's the first deal we sold to you, right?
Yeah. How much did you make on that deal?
Dude, it was like $1,000.
That was rough.
It was rough, but I thought we were going to make more, to be honest, but it was not that big of a spread for either of us, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
But
what's interesting about that deal, which I think is cool, you guys set the deal up pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to close, and he was going to stay in the property for 2 months,
mm-hmm.
and you negotiated an escrow holdback of $2,500, right?
That's right.
So we close, he gets his dough, $2,500 in the bank, and I wait till he moves out.
Yeah.
But the day he's supposed to move out, he's in jail.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. The guy's been arrested. I don't know what this is, but forcible sodomy.
Yeah.
Right? All I know is that he had a prostitute, tried to go... Look, this is family friendly, right?
Yeah, but it was not
sketchy.
A good situation for him or the prostitute. But anyway,
right.
We were caught in the middle of it. You were caught in the middle of it.
I was. And he left his stuff on site. So we had to clean it up. And we said, "Dude, you weren't out on that day. So we get your $2,500.
Right.
Also, your house is positive for meth. So
no
that was
way.
A problem. Yeah.
He was doing meth too?
I mean, someone was. I assume it was him.
I don't think we knew about that.
You didn't.
Did you know about that?
Oh, because he never said anything, right?
Oh, so, interesting. I didn't know about the meth. That's crazy.
Yeah, so we had to remediate the meth, which was fine. And then we said, "You're not getting your $2,500 because you didn't get out on time."
No, you didn't tell us about the meth either.
Right.
Yeah.
So the title company says, "Look, Nate, you sign," being me, Nate, mm-hmm. right? "As the buyer, you sign. And then the seller will sign. And you guys both, you know, we can release the money to you as the buyer." Well, of course he wouldn't sign.
Dude, that's the worst thing about having to do that.
That's like the worst part about real estate.
It is.
It's
right.
So it doesn't make any sense. It's so dumb.
So escrow holdbacks, we can talk about that if we want, but ultimately he sued me while I was in Idaho, didn't get the notice. Time elapsed. He won the lawsuit cuz I didn't show up. He got the $2,500. Not a big deal, but that was our first experience. You're lucky I came back.
Yeah, dude.
Just
we
kidding.
We both got kicked in the...
We learned a lot.
...behind by that guy,
you
know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was our first deal. We've done a couple other ones, but it's been fun, you know, working with you. You've been really responsive and really cool. So thanks for coming on the podcast. But basically...